Now, I love history and I'm a big buff of historical knowledge and so this comes in handy. Putin justify Hitler's actions. Okay. He says the Poles were uncooperative. Poland expresses outrage as a result of Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin justify the Nazis' action, according to his understanding of history, which is probably not very good, saying that the Poles being uncompromising over the ownership of Gdansk forced Adolf Hitler to start the war with Poland in 1939. Poland is outraged by these claims, according to sources. Now, this was during an interview with Tucker Carlson, who's this pro-Russian guy, and now I think I know why, like, a lot of these right wingers are pro-Russian, because they see Russia as an all-white country, and I mean, it's a racial thing. And listen, I'm a racial realist myself, and I love to see an alliance with Russia and the rest of Europe, white people in general, basically, being conscious of our identity and conquer the world. We need to conquer, especially Africa, and we have to bring down their population by any means necessary. But unfortunately, we had this Russian guy, Putin, who says stupid things, which are counterproductive to white interests, and of course, he's killing white people in Ukraine. I mean, we're talking whites killing whites here, and you can't have that. He says, after World War II, this territory was transferred to Poland. Okay, well, we know that. And instead of Danzig, the city of Gdansk emerged. Hitler asked the Poles to give it up amicably, but they refused. Well, I mean, they didn't. After World War I, Germany lost the war. So the fact that the area was given to Poland, one of the victors of World War I, it's perfectly justified. Okay, so the Poles, according to Putin, went too far, pushing Hitler to start World War II by attacking them. Why was it Poland against whom the war started on September 1st, 1939? Okay, Poland turned out to be uncompromising, and Hitler had nothing to do but to start implementing his plans with Poland. Really? That's a very crude way of thinking. Okay, so now he goes on justifying the war in Ukraine. Excuse me. Oh boy. Oh, a little sleepy. He goes on to say that Ukraine was created by Lenin, Vladimir Lenin, within the USSR. The nationalists collaborated with Hitler during World War II. Wait, now this is true, by the way. The Ukraine during World War II, Ukrainians did cooperate with the SS to fight the Russians, to fight the Red Army. And but one can understand why. It's because Stalin massacred and starved the Ukrainians to death during his regime. So what the hell did you expect? Okay, so then he goes out to that to nationalism and neo-Nazi, calls them neo-Nazis. Anyone who's pro-Ukrainian, he calls them neo-Nazi. He says that they exist in Ukraine. I say that Ukrainians are part of the one Russian people. But then he says that the Ukrainians said they're not part of, well, I think they are, I mean, racially, they are part of the same group, but that's not really a good re okay, well, even if the Ukrainians, even if he believes the Ukrainians are part of the Russian people, are Russians themselves, does that give you an excuse to kill them? I mean, what kind of logic is that? Okay, so then he goes on after he accuses the Ukrainian of being Nazi ideology, blah, 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 which is bullshit. He claims, of course, that in 1991, Russia agreed to Ukraine's independence, but did not agree to NATO being next to its territory. Well, first of all, it's not up to Putin to tell anybody who a country, an independent country, has to ally itself with. If Ukrainians want to ally themselves with NATO,